They thought a battle with the woodmen was going on. But they soon learned what had really happened. Some of them actually sat down and laughed. Others waved their spears and clashed the shafts against their shields. Goblins are not afraid of fire, and they soon had a plan which seemed to them most amusing. Some got all the wolves together in a pack. Some stacked fern and brushwood round the tree trunks. Others rushed round and stamped and beat and stamped, until nearly all the flames were put out. But they did not put out the fire nearest to the trees where the dwarves were. That fire they fed with leaves and dead branches and bracken. Soon they had a ring of smoke and flame all round the dwarves, a ring which they kept from spreading outwards, but it closed slowly in, till the running fire was licking the fuel piled under the trees. Smoke was in Bilbo's eyes. He could feel the heat of the flames, and through the reek he could see the goblins dancing round and round in a circle like people round a midsummer bonfire. Outside the ring of dancing warriors with spears and axes stood the wolves at a respectful distance, watching and waiting. He could hear the goblins beginning a horrible song.
15 birds in 5 fir trees, their feathers were fanned in a fiery breeze. But funny little birds, they had no wings. Oh, what shall we do with the funny little things? Roast them alive or stew them in a pot. Fry them, boil them, and eat them hot.
Then they stopped and shouted out,
"Fly away, little birds, fly away if you can. Come down, little birds, or you'll get roasted in your nests. Sing, sing, little birds, why don't you sing?"
"Go away, little boys," shouted Gandalf in answer. "It isn't bird-nesting time. Also, naughty little boys that play with fire get punished."
He said it to make them angry, and to show them he was not frightened of them, though of course he was, wizard though he was. But they took no notice, and they went on singing.